Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale, April 5th and 6th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 5th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tack sale. Then over 100 head of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 6th at 11 a.m., with both live and online bidding at HeberHorseSales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke, multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at HeberHorseSales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hole.
Yeah,
there's a few sayings about that, I think we'll pass on those.
Okay.
Let's go to some cowboy poetry, shall we?
Let's do that.
Yeah, the late Jesse Smith is riding along with us. He is aired out.
I was riding this little sorrel horse, Cody, that's his name. He's a little horse, but he's got a lot of heart and a fairly stable brain. He'd tried a time or two to pitch with me, but his mouth was pretty light, and I'd just grab his face and spank his butt. We never had a major fight. Well, right after I'd first started him, though, he'd sacked my oldest daughter out. She'd landed on her backside and hurt her pride, no doubt. She just kind of lumbered assed upon him, never took a hold of his face. And hell, he bogged his head and bucked her off, but hell, that's no disgrace. That has been over 2 years ago, and he never bucked since then. I've had him in some pretty tight spots, but he just never tried again. That is, until just last spring, I was out checking cattle. I had my medicine bags and my bolus gun all tied onto my saddle, and I had a brand new pup along with me, and she was off running around. She sure got a lot of play in her, but I think she'll settle down. I was coming down this steep old hill. The grass was slick and green, and the cattle was fat, and flowers were blooming, and it sure made for a pretty scene. And them cattle was running all around us, just a bucking and bawling and playing. And it was just one of them days that's good to be living, Ken. But hell, that goes without saying. Well, the pup and them cattle was playing, and she'd chase them when they'd run, and then they'd stop and chase her for a while. That pup and them steers sure had fun. Well, I was riding along, kind of easy and loose, coming down this steep hill. Like I said, I didn't have too much you could say in my mind, just dreams bouncing around in my head. Well, the cattle was chasing that pup, and she was running looking back at those steers, and what happens next I want you to know will damn near bring me to tears. Because she ran into my horse's hind legs, and his first thought was to get out of the way. Well, them dog-chasing steers, that pup and that colt put an end to a beautiful day. Well, he left the ground like a big bird in flight, but my gut hooks, they found his old hide, and when he touched the ground, his old head went down. I knowed I was in for a ride. About the third or fourth jump, when his head disappeared, I figured out something was wrong. You see, it takes a damn good horse to unload this old man, but man, it sure don't take him long. Well, I left that old colt, and I'm clawing the air trying to locate my saddle horn, see, because when I bought that saddle, I paid for the whole thing, and the saddle horn belongs to me, but I can't find nothing to anchor down to, so me and that horse parted ways. Well, I gained altitude, and it sure seemed to me I went up in the air quite a ways. And right at the peak of that unscheduled flight, Well, I heard my old britches rip, and I knowed that while I was up here in the air, I'd be mooning the birds on this trip. I felt that sunshine hit my old chubby cheeks, and I felt that fresh air rushing in, and I wondered just how long a man could soar like a bird before coming to earth once again. Didn't take too long to figure that mystery out, because I came down hard to gravity's pull, and I landed on both my hands and my knees, feeling like I'm a stupid damn fool, because hell, I knowed better than to have slack in my reins on a young horse feeling so good. A man should save his dreaming for when he's in bed, not when you straddle that wood. Well, the horse won the round, but I guess you might say in the long run, well, I'll win the bout, but I'll never forget the day that old Cody literally aired my butt out.
That's the best way to describe that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and he's got there's that line inside that poem also that says, you know, it takes a pretty darn good horse to dump this old man, but it just don't take him long.
That's right.
Yeah. Take a pretty good horse to dump me, but it don't take him long.
Don't take him long. Yeah. Absolutely. That is a good saying.
I like that one.
Yeah.
You know, and we've all got the sayings for somebody that can cover a bronc, you know. You know, raking hair.
Absolutely.
You know, Sticky is my favorite.
Forked.
That boy is sticky.
Yeah.
And there's some good ones out there, and I'm not one of them.
No, my bronc riding days are over.
Well, at least you had some. I never had any.
Never
liked it. Will Rogers used to say he never liked riding bucking horses, and he wasn't very good at it. He used to say he'd have to grab leather sitting in a chair. So that describes me to a T. Yeah. You know, I hit the ground like a sack of wet steer manure.
Wet steer manure. That's a good one.
And there's another one right there. And have you ever thrown a sack of wet steer manure
on the
ground?
No, I have not, I can imagine.
But you know what it would sound like and what it would look like.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a mess.
Right.
Well, what about chewing the fat?
Oh, yeah.
Where in the heck did that come from?
My guess is something to do with bacon.
The rind, yeah.
Okay, bacon rind.
You know, and when the sailors were on ship,
yeah,
not a lot to do. They're on their way. The wind's blowing good. They would grab the bacon rind and sit around and chew the fat and tell stories. And talk. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's kind of where that came from.
That's where that came from.
Yeah.
I'll be dipped.
So that's how you chew the fat.
Nice. I'll keep that in mind.
Absolutely. What about three sheets to the wind?
Now, you're going to have to explain that one to me. I don't understand that.
You've seen sheets on a line in a wind.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Okay.
There is no rhyme or reason.
Oh, okay.
He's
three sheets to the wind.
He's three sheets to the wind. He's no good to anybody. He's not doing anybody any good. And then when the wind stops,
yeah,
what happens?
It just goes flat. Yep, drop down.
That's where he's at.
Three sheets
to the wind.
I saw a cartoon one time of a guy who drew three sheep. In a bar.
Yeah.
And he titled it Three Sheeps.
Three Sheeps.
Three Sheeps to the Wind.
To the Wind.
Yeah. They were having a good time, though.
That sounds like something D.W. Growth would do.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? Yeah. Hey, we need to end the show.
Why?
Yeah, well, because Joey and Rory's riding along with us this week. Great song, He's a Cowboy.
He's a cowboy who rode his dreams into the purple sky. Drove a million head of cattle across the Great Divide. He loved a gypsy who danced her way into his heart upon a melody. She sang her song like a bird and then just flew away. And he still lives with the pain. Yeah, he's a cowboy. He's getting old now. Every night he drifts off chasing the prairie wind. Heads out west, but come morning is back again. It's a lonesome life, but he's a cowboy. It's a rough ride, riding into the rain. It's a tough life, living life against the grain. But he'll hold on tight until the day he dies. He's a cowboy. He's a cowboy, searching for the broken trail that leads him back to her. The crack of dawn brings just another day of hurt. He's thinking now, boy, of finding the place to rest his weary mind. Longing for the night he takes his final ride to the other side. Yeah, he's a cowboy. It's a rough ride, riding into the rain. It's a tough life, living life against the grain. But he'll hold on tight until the day he dies. He's a cowboy. He's a cowboy. Oh, 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 riding cowboy.
Oh, riding cowboy.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's always more, though, isn't there?
Well, are you going to bring home the bacon?
Yes. I do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy that brings home, that makes the living.
Absolutely. Yeah. That came from the old New England saying.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to go get the bacon.
Right.
Because not a lot of people cured their own bacon.
Right.
They had to take it to the butcher.
Yeah.
The baker and the candlestick maker. And and that is where that kind
where
of
that
came
one
from.
Came from. Yeah. I'll be darned. Gotta go out and
I gotta bring home the bacon.
Gotta go out and bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
If a feller throws a wide loop.
He's a shyster.
Couple of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's either a rounder and you don't want him around your daughters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or he's a rustler.
Right.
Or, like you said, just can't trust him, right?
Just can't trust him.
Yeah, like Pat Richardson would say, the whole idea is dumber than 100 head of sheep.
That's right. And if you ever been around 100 head of sheep,
yeah,
that does make sense.
And you'll know what people mean when they say you just follow like a herd of sheep.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right over the cliff,
yep.
Like a lemming.
Just
right?
Like the lemmings.
Yep. Well, have you ever had humble pie?
Yes, I have.
Well, that kind of got changed because that pie's made out of the offal.
Out of what?
The organ meat.
Oh.
Liver, tripe.
Really?
What have you.
Oh,
and that's
darned.
What the servants ate.
The humble people
pie.
Ate
it
that.
It was pronounced humble.
Humble pie.
With a U.
Interesting.
But got changed to humble.
Interesting.
Yes.
And that's all the organ meats.
All the organ meats, yep.
I don't want any.
I'm good with that.
Well, where did Eating Crow come from?
I never looked that one
I never
up.
Found that one.
They do eat crow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
But I do literally.
Or figure, it's not bad with a little hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Hey, folks want to stay tuned for next
that's
week.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah,
because we're going to sweat the petty things.
That's right, we are.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yeah, she's too old to cut the mustard. You bet.